lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman LaFosse.
Push it right to the edge.
Jeffrey, what? Are you in the marijuana?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Marijuana has been an enemy of the state since the first federal law was enacted against it in 1937. Since that time, 20 million Americans have been arrested, convicted, and incarcerated for using the most popular drug in the world.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No, sir, it's no mistake. It's marijuana.
More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Built up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bomber y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke y todos mis cares go up in smoke. hay gente que se mortifica all the time. Se hacen viejos antes de su tiempo. But I say arrebata all the gustos you can find. Porque all the time get high time.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. Cause when I'm high, the world below don't bother me. When life begins to be one long and dangerous road, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke. I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Did you want to try it, Pokey?
No, thanks. I prefer grass.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage. And let's see, we got... Yeah, we got our ambience going now, I think. Oh no, maybe not. Yeah, here we are. Here we are. Here we are, yes. We are here at WMFO in Medford. And this is the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio show. Oh, no, no. It's much more. It's a sound collage. Audio clips from movies and TV shows. Sometimes documentaries and political speeches mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular theme du jour. And next Thursday, it's 420. Yeah, April 20th. The infamous marijuana holiday. So, we're gonna explore that theme musically. Actually, what our theme is called is Smokin' with Cheech and Chong. They're a comedy duo, originally started up in the 1970s. Well, actually, they met in the late 1960s. Tommy Chong was a Canadian citizen, and Cheech Marin had—he was from Southern California, but he moved up to Canada to avoid the draft. And well, they started doing stand-up together, and they come up with a lot of good bits. And we're going to be hearing several of their comedy pieces. In this evening's sound collage. And we're going to be playing songs about smoking. And we're going to have... Well, let's see. So one thing to explain a little bit here is, like last week, we're actually having some station-wide technical issues. So I'm broadcasting in our much smaller, and if we got to be true to admit it, kind of less capable Studio C. So just going over things, we started off the show with some music by Cheech and Chong. It was called Up in Smoke, and then it was our local band, Boston, that made it big with Smokin'. And we're going to hear more comedy pieces from Cheech and Chong. And in their heyday of the 1970s and 80s, their sketches often involved drugs and the counterculture. And some of these pieces are real reflections of their 1970s, 80s milieu. Like the one we'll hear in the first main set, Let's Make a Dope Deal. And referencing the game, Let's Make a Deal. And then there's the new Let's Make a Deal. So we've got plenty of high-energy songs for you tonight. We're going to be hearing from Bad Company and Nashville Pussy and Sublime and Hank Williams 3. And then we're also, they're not quite a featured artist because they're just two pieces, but they're longer pieces from the electronic duo, The Orb. And also, we've got some jazz for you because jazz musicians love marijuana. And some, like the drummer Gene Krupa, were arrested. He had two joints in 1943, and it screwed up his life significantly. And also, we've got a couple of Chuck Yu contributions from his Marijuana Music Volumes 1 and 3, plus Hemp for Victory. Meanwhile, backing me up, as we're going to be having for my ambiance the whole show, is Irv Tybell's wonderful recording of the 1969 New York City Easter Bee-In in Central Park. And there's all sorts of things going on in this, like, half-hour-long recording. So let's get the rest of your sound collage party going here with some Apollo 440. And this song is called... Yeah, this song here is called... Let's make sure we have all the knobs turned up correctly. That's not the name of the song. The song is called Smoke and Mirrors. Here on WMFO in Medford, the Tears of the God sound collage. Smoke It with Cheech and Chong is celebrating 420.
And now it's time to play Let's Make a New Dope Deal. Yes, it's the all-new Let's Make a Dope Deal, brought to you by your friendly neighborhood dope dealer, who would like to remind you that a day without dope is like night. And now our first contestant is Bob Bitchin, who was on our first show 5 years ago. And if you remember that night, Bob won our grand prize of 50 pounds of black Afghani Primo hash. And we're dying to find out what Bob did with his prize. So let's bring him out here. Please welcome Bob Bitchin. Yeah. Hey, Bob, it's great to have you on the show again. How you doing? Oh, the same. Well, that's fine. Bob, it's been 5 years since you've been on the show. Well, what have you been doing since then?
5 years.
That's right. It's been 5 years since we had you on the show. Bob, what have you been doing?
5 years.
What have you been doing? Watch my lips, Bob. What have you been doing?
Five years, man.
5 years. Oh, I see. You've been doing 5 years. That means you've been in prison for 5 years.
Yeah, I got popped for that hash.
Well, that's very far out. But you're out of prison and you're here right now on the all-new Let's Make a Dope Deal. Are you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Bob, ready, here man. We go. Now, here's the first question.
Bob! B-O-B.
No, hey, you remembered. But that was 5 years ago, boy. That's your mind.
Door
like
number three.
That was 5 years ago, too. Your mind like a
steel. Dave's not here.
Boy, what a nostalgia trip this is. It's like a K-Tel record here. All right, here we go, Bob. None of those questions here, Bob. Before you answer the question, we have to tell you what you're playing for. You want to know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. If you answer our grand prize question correctly, Bob, you win not one, not two, not three.
I'll take four.
No, Bob, not four. There's more yet. There's five. There's six. Not
I'll freeze is seven.
No, Bob, you can't freeze yet because you get not seven, not eight, but 10 pounds of pure, uncut Peruvian flake cocaine.
Oh, wow. That's just what I really need.
Yeah, boy, you'll really freeze at 10 then, huh? You are into coke, aren't you, Bob? Oh, easy, boy. Easy, Bob. Take it easy, Bob. Boy. Yeah, boy, I guess we won't have to vacuum this carpet for a couple weeks. Okay, Bob, are you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, in order to qualify for the grand prize question, you must pass this simple test first. Are you ready? Okay, here we go, Bob. You must either, number one, take this meat cleaver here and chop off your little finger. Or, number two, you must listen to an entire side of the album, Helen Reddy, The Las Vegas Years. What do you choose, Bob?
Give me the cleaver.
He's going to take the meat cleaver. All right. Bob, you chopped off your finger.
Yeah.
Bob, that was only a gag question. You weren't supposed to do that.
Hey, can I have some of that coke now?
Not yet, Bob. You have all the coke you need once you answer the grand prize question. And that leads us right into the grand prize question. Bob, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, for 10 pounds of uncut Peruvian coke, what is 4 minus 1? Think, Bob.
I can't.
What is 4 minus 1?
I can't think, man. My finger hurts.
Okay, Bob, let me put it to you this way. You have 4 fingers, and you take away 1. What do you have?
Blood.
Yes, yeah, you do have blood, right. But that's not the right answer, Bob. Very close, but not the right answer. Let me put it to you so you'll really understand it, Bob. Okay, you have 4 Quaaludes.
I do?
No, Bob. This is a hypothetical question, Bob. You don't have 4 Quaaludes.
Yeah, I know. I know I don't have.
Okay, but let's say you had 4 Quaaludes. Okay, you have 4 Quaaludes, and you take 1. How many do you have left?
2.
2?
Yeah, I always take 2, man. I never get off on 1.
So your answer is 2.
Yeah.
Your answer is 2. Our judges say that's right, because they never get off on 1 either. You win the coke, Bob. Fantastic. What are you going to do with all that coke, Bob?
All right. And our grand prize winner today is Bob Mitchell with those 10 pounds of Coke. And we just want to say in closing to all you kids out there, remember what Albert Einstein always said. We only use 20% of our brain, so why not burn out the other 80%? All right, see you next time on Let's Make Another Dope Deal.
promoter. You were not a promoter. You were not a promoter.
Gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
You're tuned in. You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage operating out of WMFO Studio C on the Medford Somerville campus of Tufts University. Our theme this evening is Smoking with Cheech and Chong. As we look towards responsibly celebrating the April 20th marijuana holiday next Thursday. We kicked off that last set with Apollo 440, the band that does our theme song for Tears of the Gods here. That was their song Smoke and Mirrors from The Future's What It Used to Be. And then a comedy sketch bit from Cheech and Chong, our featured artists, Let's Make a New Dope Deal. And then it was Bad Company with Smokin' 45, an original unused track that I found on the original Bad Company anthology. Next up, it was some trippy, spacey, synthy music with The Orb, Outlands, the LP version. And then it was Hank Williams III, Smoking Wine from Straight to Hell, and then a public service message about smoking cigarettes. Backing me up right now, well, we're continuing with this Exploring Central Park on Easter Day, 1969. Yeah, we're time traveling. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing, of course, another Cheech and Chong bit about a parochial school teacher, Catholic school teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Also some Nashville Pussy and Peggy Lee. And another, actually a long track from The Orb, The Towers of Dub. But aside from that, everything else in there, except for the Cheech and Chong, is about smoke related. Also, we're going to be ended up with a real banger at the end. Motley Crue. Oh, yeah. But first, we're going to start off this next set with a Chuck U contribution. This is a song by Dash Rip Rock that is called Let's Go Smoke Some Pot.
Pot. Let's smoke some pot. Well, you can smoke it, you can chew it, you can really try to do it, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, you can sing it in a song, you can smoke it in a bong, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, it's the latest sensation that's sweeping the nation, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Let's go. Let's go smoke some pot. 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 Come on. Let's go smoke some pot. Well, there was Eddie Brickell and the New Bohemian smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, there's the Black Crows and Driving and Crying smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
There's the Spin Doctors and Blues Travelers smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Let's go.
Let's go smoke some pot. 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 Let's go smoke some pot.
Let's go!
Thank you.
because I smoked too much pot. I went to Lollapalooza and everybody out there was smoking pot. I saw Blind Melon and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Pearl Jam and Widespread Panic. Let's go smoke some pot! 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 Come on, let's go smoke some pot! Let's go!
Get me some plasma. Perhaps some plasma would help.
Would you hand
quick
some plasma?
Before it's...
Would you hurry with the plasma for the
doctor? Never mind. Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late. He's...
Not as dead as these cigarettes.
Thank you. A note on his dresser and my old wedding ring. With these few goodbye words, how can I sing goodbye, old sleepyhead? I'm packing you in like I said. Take care of everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Don't look for me. I'll get ahead. Remember, darling, don't smoke in
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods. Freeform music and cultural commentary, plus audio clips from who knows where, on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Just one smoke.